When Pope Francis goes to the Middle East this weekend, he will hear about land. Israeli military barriers or settlements often encroach on areas where Palestinians live or work, and some of the land in those areas belongs to local Catholic orders or churches. This is why Palestinians hope the Pope will intervene to help their cause. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Every Friday, people gather on a hillside near Bethlehem to pray. They want to stop a tall concrete security wall Israel plans to build here on lands owned by the Salesians, a Catholic Church order.
We are praying for peace and justice.
The wall is part of a barrier that winds in and around the West Bank. It has triggered many property disputes. In this case, local priest Father Ibrahim Shamali wants the Pope not just to visit. He has asked Pope Francis to intervene on the side of the Palestinians.
We said the Christian community is in danger, and if Israel will continue taking our land, most of our people will leave. So you are our last hope, Pope Francis.
He believes the Pope raised the issue with Israel's prime minister. But Suhail Khalila, a Palestinian who monitors Israeli construction, doubts the Pope will push the issue publicly because Israel and the Vatican are in tough negotiations over taxing commercial activities on church land.
They are not willing, I would say, to go into a political fight with Israel, especially that the Israelis have been trying to force their taxing the Vatican's land.
Something else might be at play, says priest Jamal Khadr. He thinks the Pope is prioritizing fragile interfaith relationships. After centuries of Jewish-Christian scars, the Vatican recognized Israel only 20 years ago.
No confrontation, not even diplomatic confrontation with Israel. Because the issue of Christian or Catholic-Jewish relations is so important for the Church.
But Bishop William Shamali of the Latin Patriarchate, the major Jerusalem diocese, says it's simple. The Holy See rarely gets involved in local church affairs.
It doesn't interfere directly because the Vatican counts 1,200,000,000 Catholics spread over 5 continents.
He is sure Pope Francis supports the local church in its efforts to reroute Israel's security barrier.
Never the Vatican told us to lower our voice or not to fight. Never, never, ever.
Israeli officials say the root of the barrier has come up in government discussions with the Vatican. Foreign Ministry spokesman Yigal Palmor says the Vatican has influence.
Just as any other friendly state, we talk and we listen to each other. And we take very seriously what the other side has to say. I can't say how much. The Vatican has also a foreign policy with which we sometimes disagree.
The Vatican's itinerary for the Pope says he's visiting the State of Palestine, an entity Israel doesn't acknowledge. Akiva Tor of Israel's foreign ministry says even in security issues, local churches are heard.
Any sort of religious institution which will be affected in some way by a security concern, of course, we will look at it somewhat differently than we would at as a private property which is not serving a community.
Still, a few years ago, nuns in Jerusalem failed to prevent the security wall from wrapping right around their convent kindergarten. Across town, a dog chained to a fat olive tree guards rubble. Israel tore down a house here for construction done without a permit. Palestinians lived in the church property. Church lawyer Mazen Kupti believes the demolition was political, but he said the Pope has more important issues to highlight while he's here.
There is the things of the right of Christians to pray, to access their churches. I'm not saying that the destruction of the house is not critical. But there is more issues that the Pope has to talk about it with Israeli authorities, and I hope he will.
Still, Kupti is preparing a lawsuit over the house. Local churches have won some land conflicts in court in the past. Israeli officials say the legal system is where these disputes belong. Emily Harris, NPR News, Jerusalem.